This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israeli and Palestinian leaders have reacted strongly to the U.S. veto of a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports this was the third such U.S. veto.
The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with the U.K. abstaining. Israel's U.N. ambassador says a ceasefire would only allow Hamas to regroup, rearm, and attempt their next genocide against Israelis. Hamas is calling the Biden administration a partner in a war of extermination against children and defenseless civilians in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas said U.S. policy makes it complicit in war crimes committed by the Israeli occupation. The U.S. is pushing an alternative resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of all hostages and the lifting of all restrictions on humanitarian aid. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
House Republicans will question President Biden's brother James behind closed doors today. It's part of their impeachment inquiry against the president. Republicans have shown no evidence to prove any wrongdoing by the president. A federal magistrate judge has ordered the release of an FBI informant ahead of his trial. Alexander Smirnov is accused of lying about President Biden and using Russian intelligence to peddle the false stories. Former President Donald Trump has compared the criminal cases against him to the imprisonment and death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports on the comments Trump made at a town hall yesterday.
Trump faces multiple court cases across multiple jurisdictions, including a civil fraud trial in New York where a judge found Trump lied about his wealth. In a South Carolina town hall with Fox News' Laura Ingraham Tuesday, Trump compared his situation to the late Russian dissident Alexei Navalny.
It's a lot
it
of dough.
It is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism.
Navalny died in a remote Russian prison last week, with President Joe Biden and others blaming Vladimir Putin for his death. Trump also said his cases, including two stemming from failed efforts to overturn the 2020 election, were political persecution, though sidestepped a question asking if he viewed himself a political prisoner. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
The Biden administration is providing nearly $6 billion in additional funding to jurisdictions across the country. They can upgrade their water systems. Vice President Harris, speaking in Pittsburgh, says the funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Part of the beauty of what we have all done together is these investments will create jobs, good-paying union jobs, jobs for plumbers and pipe fitters and laborers.
The money will help states remove lead from pipes and upgrade sewage systems. This is NPR. Authorities in Kansas City have charged two men with murder in last week's mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs victory rally. One woman was killed and more than 20 people were shot. Many of the victims are children. Both suspects are still hospitalized with wounds that each got during the shooting. The state of Texas has bused more than 100,000 migrants to other parts of the country. But as the Texas Newsroom's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports, this busing program is costly.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's migrant busing program started in 2022 with the purpose of sending a message to the Biden administration and Democratic-led states about the pressure felt at the southern border. Since then, Texas has bused thousands of migrants, including more than 37,000 to New York City and more than 31,000 to Chicago. Records obtained by the Texas Newsroom show that as of the end of January, Texas has spent more than $148 million taxpayer dollars on transporting migrants by bus. That number is growing significantly every day. Texas has also started flying migrants out of state. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
This is the second day of a hearing in the United Kingdom into whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be extradited to the United States. He faces U.S. espionage charges for publishing classified U.S. intelligence on his website. The material was about U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Today, U.S. lawyers are arguing that Julian Assange should be transferred to American custody in order to be put on trial. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.